up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, episode 29, Making the Choice, for September 19th, 2012. I am, of course, your host, Jeremy Jackson, and...
Hi, this is Doc Hale.
And I'm Claudia.
And I'm Christy Keeler.
All right, so you got to get closer to the mic.
Okay, so I'm Christy Keeler.
All right.
I'm Kaylin.
I'm Karen.
And I'm Daisy.
And Kaylin's just learning her name, so that's why she's a little hesitant. All right, so no warm-up today. We're going to get straight to it. Today we have a previous guest, Christy Baker. She has been on with us before, but that was when she was employed by Pasadena ISD and working at Doby High School. Today she comes with us to talk about the choice that she made, her and her husband made, for her to stay home with their four-month-old baby. So she had a baby in, it was May, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She had a baby in May, and they have prepared and decided for her to stay home, and that's going to be her full-time job, which raising a child is a full-time job. Whether you're working or not, you're still a full-time parent. It's just a lot harder when you're away all day. But she has also been doing some contract work for Alvin ISD, so she's not completely left the profession of athletic training, and I assume that one day she's going to plan to go back whenever, you know, kids are old enough or something like that. But
You never know. Yeah, she could have, you know, a whole bundle of them little ones.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, see, that's fine. Just kind of, we'll see what happens. I have a tentative plan and see what happens. So, again, for those of you that might not have listened to the very beginning, it was like 3.2 or 3 or something like that. It was one of our very first episodes. We had a lot less equipment, as Christy's mentioned. And it was just a lot less refined. So we've done a whole lot better now. We're broadcasting live. We've got three computers recording on the Ustream, and got Justin TV going on back there. We got Ustream going on back here with the webcam. And then I have the Memorial Hermann shirt. Last time I talked about my little logo here. So right now I don't have the picture up, so I can't see if you can see it or not. Yep, there you go, right there. There's Memorial Hermann logo. So I got it all going on this week. I'm ready to go. I've been practicing. Been talking to Sarah and practicing, so. All right, so now, Christy, tell us just a little bit about where you're from, hometown, college, that kind of stuff.
Okay, from West Virginia, a small town called Bunker Hill. I went to Musselman High School there, and the mascot for Musselman is a very muscular apple, which is very unique. but it's a small town. There's a plant there called Musselman's plant, and the Musselman applesauce.
Musselman. I've seen that before. I was like, man, that sounds really familiar, Musselman's applesauce.
So that's kind of how the town got founded from that. But I went to college about 20 minutes down the street from my hometown. So I lived at home and went to Shenandoah University in Winchester, Virginia, and got my bachelor's and master's in athletic training there. And actually did that in 4 years. It was a all year round type thing, so I was happy to get it done, but I paid the price, so I'm still paying that off. But it was a good decision, I think, for then, because I cannot imagine going back to school.
Yeah, I've talked about going back to get my master's, and right now there's really no way I could do that, because we don't want to go into debt, so I'm not going to take out student loans to go back to school, and then saving up to pay that money in cash when we're a single income and four people living off one income, it's pretty difficult. And so I would like to go back and get my master's, but I didn't plan well enough in the first place, so maybe one day.
It could still happen.
It could still happen. Yeah, I'm not giving up on it. I would just like to be able to have that. But all right, so the Muscular Apple, is that the only high school? And where did you say? Bunker Hill?
There's three high schools in that county. It's a little different than here, but that's the only high school I've known to have a muscular apple. So it's pretty, I guess, unique in that.
Yes, I've never heard of a muscular apple, but I guess when that's
what
you're
saying. Is that the mascot?
That was the mascot.
Yeah, so she said they're muscular.
It's not very intimidating, especially all the football games. You know, all the other teams will bring like a jar of applesauce, or the slogan's always like, you know, make applesauce.
So it was muscular applesauce or muscular apples?
It's an apple with muscles, like muscular arms and legs.
Ah.
Yeah.
An apple on steroids.
They had to get creative.
All right. Well, good enough. I guess that works. All right, so you will probably hear a lot of cooing and giggling because she has her Christy has her 4-month-old son Wyatt here with us today, and so if she has to, if we have to stop the broadcast or something like that, so she can take care of him. And we have high school girls here, so they're having trouble paying attention. So if there's silences, they're probably all drooling or something over there. Wyatt, and he's got this really cool mohawk, which I'm sure they're going to take a picture of. And then we'll put it up there with Chrissy. So
now, does the Wyatt have the mohawk, or does the little monkey that they're using to
No, Wyatt,
keep
Wyatt
him,
has the mohawk, and...
I think
and
the monkey does, too, so...
I think he does, actually.
if I get this newest grant turned in, then we'll have a couple different cameras, and we get to switch camera angles, so then somebody could show that, but it wouldn't be until next year, so maybe if we have Christy back next year, talking about how she's conquered the world, so...
Yeah. Or she might have another addition to the family.
Yeah, so you never know.
We'll take time and think about that.
Yeah, 4 months is a little young to be thinking about number two.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm a little lost here. I'm thinking about the baby. So, hey, tell us about your experience at NASA, since some of these here didn't know about NASA. But Jeremy and I have already heard it, so go ahead and tell us all anyway.
Sure. Well, I was a athlete trainer / kind of strength coach there. The title was an astronaut strength conditioning and rehabilitation specialist. So it's kind of a mixture of two. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. We got to work with the astronauts, and not just the United States, but all the astronauts worldwide, as far as training them with a lot of the equipment that they use up there in the space station. So it was very unique, and it allowed me to travel to Russia and to Florida. So I really appreciated the experience and made some good friendships along the way.
So you traveled to Russia and Florida all like in the name of NASA? What did you do in Russia? I don't think I knew this.
Oh, really? Well, you're assigned to either, you know, a shuttle mission or the long duration. So I went to training for both of those and then actually worked a shuttle mission. But because of the layoff, I didn't get to follow through with the expedition crew member that I was assigned to. But so I got to go to Russia for 2 weeks and kind of shadow and train for a landing, which was pretty unique. You know, when they're coming down after being in space for 6 months, it's your body is a lot different, especially when you know you meet the astronaut before they go up and you see him come down. It's very humbling. So that was a really good experience. And to see a lot of the history and the architecture in Russia is very, very unique.
Did you ever get to do any of the anti-gravity stuff, like where they do their work in the pool or on the what they call the vomit comet? Did you ever get to experience any of that so that you would kind of know what they're going through?
We were supposed to get in the NBL, the Neutral Buoyancy Lab, which is like that humongous pool over on Space Center Boulevard, but I didn't get to do that. We were supposed to get in the suit. I was kind of thankful that I didn't get to, because people of my like stature, you know, petite, and being a female and just not being as strong as the men, I've heard through the astronauts that it's very hard, so I wasn't looking forward to that at all, so... and being underneath 40 feet of water was kind of terrifying, but I have a lot of respect for all the guys and gals that get in those suits and work.
Yeah, I think I would have trouble under 40 feet of water, no matter how strong I was. So, all right, right on. So now we're gonna jump into. Anybody else got any questions about her experience at NASA? Did y'all know that Ms. Keeler worked at? Baker.
Miss Keeler.
Miss Keeler, okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, I always forget which one was, because whenever she first started Adobe,
we'll just say Baker Keeler.
Keeler Baker.
All right, see, look, you got me confused again. It's Baker, right?
That's Keeler. Baker's my main name. It's okay though.
All right, so when she first
Christy
started
Baker.
Adobe, she was Baker, and then she got married, and then now she's Keeler. And so for some reason, I just randomly get it confused. All right, so Christy Keeler. Yeah, anybody else got any questions for Miss Keeler about NASA? Her experience there? No? All right. So.
What was the best thing about your time at Adobe?
That's a hard question. There's a lot of good memories. We started, it was like the start of the sports medicine classes there, so that was a lot of fun to help develop and start those and really just kind of grow the program. And it's, in the past 2 years, it's gotten a lot larger and they've gotten more notoriety, so... And there's so many good memories there. It was really hard to walk away, but I don't have just one thing. It's just, I guess, the relationship with all the athletes and the student trainers and, of course, with the staff and with Mr. Lopez.
That's good.
Can you brag on your baby family for a minute?
I think every mom can brag on their baby for more than a minute. But I don't know what one thing to say, but he's just a really good baby. We're definitely blessed to have, you know, a very calm baby. We don't have any nightmare stories of him crying for, you know, 5 hours or whatever through the night. So we've been really blessed and we're lucky to have him. We hope that if we're, you know, if we can have another one, that he or she would be like him. But we hope it's not going to be the opposite.
Yeah. Our second one is a much better sleeper, but we're still undecided if that's because of the fact that we now know that he's going to make noise. So you can just let him make noise and we don't have to pick him up. He doesn't have to wake us up. Because with the first one, with Jonah, any noise he made, I would have to, you know, wake up, sit up, and make sure he was okay and make sure he wasn't. Because I didn't want him to start bawling, because then I was definitely going to be awake. So I figured if I could stop stop it before it starts, then it was good. But I realized that he's going to make noise no matter what. And so with Sam, we just, you know, if he starts crying, then we'll take care of him. But until then, he's probably just burping or passing gas or making noise. So
that's a good philosophy.
Yeah. It takes a while to learn, and you have mm-hmm. to, okay, he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. So, but it's a new parent thing. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So anything else about your, what is Craig doing now? Craig is your husband?
Yeah. Craig's still in his same job. He's working full time. His hours can be pretty crazy, like, you know, ours as an athletic trainer. So he just tries to do the best he can. He does a great job of, you know, coming home and helping me out and keeping me sane, because there's definitely some days where I want to pull my hair out. But he does a really good job, you know, helping me out and loving on Wyatt. They already have a different relationship than what Wyatt and I have. Like, he'll come home and he's just happy and laughing and they have a good time. And then I guess it's more of mother role. I'm more of a nurturing, so he's comforted by me.
Very cool. You had told me that he was working a lot of out of the city, like in Brenham, or, you know, like an hour away, hour and a half away kind of jobs. Is he still having to do that?
He's cut back a lot as far as staying out of town. I know when I was pregnant, he would go to Iola, which is by College Station, a lot. But now he'll just go for the day and come home. There's only been like a couple nights where I've actually had to stay, you know, home alone where he was out of town and stuff. So he's done a really good job of balancing out work life and family life.
All right, very good. So, but Craig, if you're listening, good job. Good job.
Yeah.
All right, so Kaylin has another question.
How did you come to the decision to stay home? Did you make a pros and cons list?
That was a really hard decision, and it was actually Craig's idea, and he kind of pushed me, and at first I pushed away because I didn't want to. I thought there's no way I can stay at home in these four walls with a baby and be sane and actually enjoy it. When there's just so much going on every day, as far as like working in the high school, it's just so active and every day is different. I wasn't sure how I could transition into that. But, you know, honestly, I'll be blunt and say that we prayed about it a lot. And I really felt like that was what I was supposed to do, that we were led to that. So very happy that we made that decision. It was really hard to leave at the end of the school year. Or before I had Wyatt, it was hard to say goodbye to a lot of the students and the coaches, but I definitely think it was the right decision for Wyatt, because otherwise he'd be living in daycare, and that's not fair for him.
Have you been back up to Dobie?
Yeah.
To visit?
Mm-hmm. We visited, I think it was 2 weeks ago, so I'm happy that the weather's cooled down a lot, so now we can actually go to a football game. I've been waiting for that, so I'm excited to see some football live.
There you go.
Do you plan to go back?
To Dobie or just athletic training?
Well, both.
Both. I hope to go back to Dobie someday. As long as he's little and Craig's in the job that he's in now with the hours, I don't think that it will happen until Wyatt's in school. But definitely want to go back to athletic training, but we'll see, you know, where we're led to and what happens from there.
Hey, she never know. She could come take my spot when I retire, you know.
She could. Here you go.
Be the ideal job right here.
So. From what I understand, Jesse said she was a real good teacher, so maybe I won't even have to teach the class anymore. Christy, just come in and take over. Of course, I think I prefer teaching than to doing what you do. Bill does a lot of the administration stuff, calendaring and paperwork and entering physicals, and then I do most of the stuff pretty much like supervising the kids. the student trainers. So it kind of works out because I sure as heck don't like doing the schedules and entering rank one. And so, so Christy, if you come over here and take Bill's job in a few years, and we'll have to figure out your role.
Wow. I don't think I could do as well as Bill.
Oh, no. Anybody can do this job. It's not that difficult.
All right. We have... what were some of the... Like, I know for a while y'all were real back and forth as far as whether or not you were going to stay home, whether or not you wanted to stay home. What were some of the really harder decisions that you made?
I guess, like, financially, that was the biggest thing for me. For so long, I'm like, no, we can't do this. We can't afford this, you know, and I just didn't want to see that we could. But Craig is definitely has a gift for finances, and he takes care of all of our stuff, and he was able to show me, yes, we can do this. We'll survive. And so then it was, oh, what's going to make me happy? You know, selfishly, I'd worked so hard and, you know, put in the years and the education to get where I was, and I didn't want to give that up right away. But I think throughout, you know, our prayer and the pregnancy, I guess the motherhood instinct kind of kicked in. And then I realized it just wasn't fair for Wyatt. You know, we don't have family here to help take care of him and stuff. So it's just the two of us, and I needed to be responsible and be his mom and take care of him.
All right. Did I kind of take your question there, Daisy?
Okay, what will be your one reason you choose to leave the workforce as an athletic trainer?
Probably if we have more children, or if, you know, my husband's in a job to where I can't balance that out. I mean, I can always do contract work like we're doing now, or I'm doing now, but I know there are some other things that have, you know, opened my eyes recently since I've been home. Staying with him, and I know there's other avenues that could go down that I think that I would be happy with as well. It would be very hard just to leave athletic training completely when you've been wrapped up in it. I started when I was in high school as a senior, so that was in 1999, 2000, so it's been a while.
All right, tell me about what you're doing contract labor over in Alvin. Give us kind of a brief what you're doing there, and then also what are you doing with Wyatt during those times? So
that's a good question. That's something we've been trying to balance out. So they approached me just about helping them out, you know, when they need help, and you know how you guys know how it is with football. You get, you know, double booked with stuff, and then they always have tournaments going on with volleyball, so I'm just kind of helping out as they need coverage. And so far it's been volleyball, and then this week it's going to be helping them out with some more than just volleyball, which I'm kind of excited about, to get my hands dirty again with some football, maybe some injuries, we don't know, but so I do kind of miss that. But the hard part is balancing out with Wyatt. So usually I just work in the afternoon, and then Craig can come home early or try to work it out with his schedule, but the next 2 days are during the day, so I've got some friends who are going to help me out, and my little mommy network, who are awesome, and they're going to help with watching him.
You okay over there?
Oh, mom's day out, huh?
So.
Except you go work, huh?
Yeah.
So you're saying you're going over to Alvin with Ernie?
Yeah.
With Ernie.
Cool. Stephanie, I don't know if you know Stephanie over there. Mm-hmm. We were both hired on at NASA, or with Wiley, over at NASA at the same time. So that's how.
Yeah, I met her last year. Jeremy didn't get to go to Alvin last year. So, but hopefully I think you're going this year.
Yeah, I think this next week is the only game I miss, Pearland,
yeah,
I believe.
Pearland, yeah.
I know Sarah said that work as an elementary music teacher was easier than staying home all day with a kid, because, you know, you can, when you go there, you leave there, but it's also, you know, the classes change, you have breaks, and honestly, you have more of a sense of purpose sometimes, because with the kids, it just seems like the same thing every day, and so sometimes just going away, going to work is easier than being at home.
What I've heard
is kind of a Mother's Day out.
What I've heard is that what Christy's doing and what your wife is doing is the hardest job there is, and the most important job. So
I would agree
so
with
my
that.
Wife, when she stayed home with her three kids, so before we got married, when in her first marriage, she was a stay home mom for 13 years.
Wow.
So
I could learn a lot from her.
Well, I'll give you her number.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
She's right now so excited about the new grandbaby. So we got coming in first of November. So
is this the first grandbaby?
Yes, it
is. Oh my
goodness. She's so excited. So she's already redecorated her nursery for her. So
she out shopping every chance she gets.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She's been buying stuff left and right. So wish I could get her to follow the Dave Ramsey thing. So, but she likes to spend already. So, especially for little Miss Ella. So.
Oh. That's a pretty name.
So. What do you miss the most so far?
I think just helping other people. That's kind of why I got into athletic training. And now I just help one person every day, all day, 24/7. So I kind of miss helping out and being a mentor to students when I can. But I'm a small group leader at my church for high school students, so I still have that tie to try to help with kids. But I miss seeing the injuries, too. I know that's weird and kind of sick, but athletic trainers love injuries, so I miss seeing the cool injuries. So if you guys get cool injuries, send me pictures. I want to see it.
All right, well, I've talked about this before. Do you use Twitter at all, Christy?
No.
Oh, well, there's a thing on there. It's injury picks. And so there's athletic trainers always sending pictures of injuries to them. And so, you know, for us, it is kind of gross, but for us, it's cool because, you know, I get to see all this stuff. I'm like, oh, well, you know, now I know what that looks like. You know, I looked at one last night or yesterday that was a junior high volleyball player had fractured one of her fingers, the DIP. And then so she had three pins sticking out of her pinky. You know, so that kind of thing for us is like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. But for most people, it's like that's really gross.
Hey, we need to show that picture to Cantu. So
yeah,
because he keeps wanting to go back and play.
I'm gonna have to pull that up and show him.
Say this is what's gonna happen if you don't keep that splint on. Yeah, all right. Pin sticking out of your finger. So
are you still good? You need to pick him up, or
I think we're good. I'm just trying to pacify him.
All right. So I don't know if you hear Wyatt in the background at all, but he's making some noise. He said, I want to have my, you know, 2 minutes of fame here.
He knows. He wants his own microphone.
I probably got one over there, but Jonah was up here the other day, and he had one of these little microphones, and he put his in his mouth. And
nice.
Yeah. He doesn't understand the concept of put your mouth up to it, not your mouth on it. So
yeah.
But it was fun. I think Crystal and Suzette were in here, right? When my little boy was talking on the microphone, he doesn't understand the volume control either. So, okay.
What has been the hardest thing about staying home?
Honestly, probably just being alone. I know the first, month or so really is the hardest. It was for me anyways. You know, you're so sleep deprived and you want to get out of the house, but you really can't because you're still trying to protect them. You know, so staying inside four walls is really hard for me, especially when I'm, you know, in this field, you're always on the go. But it's gotten better. I think the most important thing for stay-at-home moms is just kind of giving yourself a structure if you're used to that. So having a schedule and then making that part of that schedule something outside the house, no matter what it is, you know, the gym or meeting with a friend or going to Target or whatever. Just to get out, and definitely to have a social group to keep you sane has helped me a lot. And I'm blessed to have a lot of moms in my life through church and through friends who can help keep me sane and give me advice when I need it.
Speaking of which, I know that she is actually going over to my house today after she leaves here to go visit with my wife.
I'm excited. Another
little mommy powwow there, just to kind of hang
date.
Out. Yeah, a little play date. So Wyatt's not crawling yet, is he?
No.
Is he wiggling, like rolling over or wiggling or anything?
He has rolled over a couple times. He's starting to do like the army
yeah.
crawl. His legs are doing it, but the rest of him isn't. So.
Yeah, he's kind of a big boy. How heavy is he?
He actually is 15 pounds and 3 ounces. We just measured him yesterday. So.
Wow.
He's a little chunker.
Yeah, so it's a little bit hard for the bigger ones to crawl usually.
Yeah.
The ones that are like 5 pounds, they could just get moving, but...
Yeah.
So Sam is a little bit heavier than Jonah was, so I think he might be a little bit slower to crawl. But so, in to kind of bring that all back together, find people to communicate with, because that's one of the big things Sarah says is you're talking to somebody who can't talk, who may you know laugh and giggle, but you know you just get used to talking. What do they say, babies or whatever, you know, the baby language. And so then, you know, your husband comes home and you try to talk to him like that and it just doesn't work well. So talk to people, other people, and not just Facebook or Pinterest or Twitter, any of that stuff, but, you know, physical conversations. Just have people over or go over to somebody's house or even going to Target and talking to the people there at Target, you know, that one lady that... It should be working, but she wants to talk to you instead. Talk away, lady. Talk away.
Yeah. There's always strangers who stop you, too. No matter where you go, they want to ask questions about him and stuff.
Yeah.
So that was actually kind of scary in the beginning when you first start going to the store and everybody wants to touch your baby.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, no, imaginary bubble. Don't touch him yet. Yeah. But everybody, I mean, I can't say that I went in one store where nobody said anything. So people are always very friendly when they see a baby.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's true.
All right. I think Kaylin just asked it.
Okay, what has been the biggest surprise?
Was staying home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, how much I enjoy it. I really didn't think that I would, but as soon as, he was born, it was just like this new love has started in my life that I never had known before. So he's not being very loving right now.
It's all right. We understand.
But, you know, every time they do something new, it just melts your heart. And there's just nothing that really can replace that. No matter, even, you know, no amount of money can replace that. I might pick him up if that's okay.
No, you had to knock your lights out. I did a broad podcast one time with Jonah on my lap. And so when Sarah came up. So, yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. And plus, it'll give anybody. Well, oh, there's three viewers. Holy cow, we have three viewers on the live stream right now. I'm not sure who they are.
All right.
But I don't think you can chime in on the thing. So you can either say something on Twitter or on todaysmeet.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast. And Claudia's monitoring that. So if you chime in, I would be willing to bet my beautiful wife is one of them. She usually listens. But if you chime in and tell me who you are, you know, or if you have something to say, a question for Christy or for Wyatt. But I think you can kind of see Wyatt on the camera here on live stream. Or if she turns around, if you're on Justin TV, you should be able to see her pretty well because that one's right up close to her.
I think Wyatt's enjoying looking at all these people staring at him. So he's like, he's going, ooh.
I
see there's more
ladies.
People.
Yeah.
More.
So
there's more
all
girls.
These cute girls.
Just, there was only two of them looking at me when I was in my stroller.
Yeah.
Now there's a bunch. Yeah. He's going to be a player.
Yeah.
Hey, see, and so if you can see him, you can see the mohawk. It's pretty sweet. That was the first thing I noticed. That hair sticks way up. Now, did you style it like that, or it automatically does that?
Yeah, I just brushed it up.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, he looks like a 90-year-old man when you brush it to the side. It's hilarious.
Got a big comb over.
Yeah. I was going to say that. It's got a big old comb over.
Yeah, I'll do Jonah's or like that sometimes, but Sam has kind of a thing in the back of his hair. I guess it's called a cowlick, where it sticks up right here in the back part of his head. And so I'm sure I'll mohawk his hair a lot, and Sarah will brush it down as soon as she gets a chance.
Yeah.
So it's all right.
Just put a little grease on it and get a little pointy there and call it
alfalfa.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's when we went home recently to my parents, and that's what my mom did every second that she could to get his hair down. You know, give him a bath or whatever. I come home and his hair would be down.
Put
like,
that
mom.
Baby oil on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's against the mohawk.
I think he's cool, dude. Good job, Wyatt.
I think he looks a little bit like Elvis. So.
Wyatt, give mommy a high five. Say good job, mom. High five. All right. Okay, so we don't keep you too long. So what if someone was considering, someone's in your position in, you know, March, April, May of last year, well, probably before May, they're considering staying at home. What is your thoughts, opinion? Obviously, we know the action or the course you chose, but what would you say to someone who is in your shoes?
just to evaluate what's best for your family. That's something that you have to communicate with your spouse, and obviously finances are a huge barrier for a lot of people and whether they can stay home or not. But you can make it work no matter what. So even if you have to eat ramen noodles every day, you can make it work if it's the right thing for your family. And for us, I mean, you know, prayer helped a lot in giving us peace and giving us comfort, and just knowing that we did make the right decision. So,
have you been able to go visit Craig at his job site any?
Yeah, we actually went to lunch with his coworkers. So it was fun to be able to, you know, be a part of his life, because before that would never happen.
Right, you were always at work till late, and he was always at work till late. And
so we actually spend more time together now than we did before, which is really nice.
That's what I'm talking about. See, Sarah came up last night because I had a volleyball game. So she came up here, hang out. You know, they get to see the kids because I'm not going to be at home until after they go to bed. And so for us, it was absolutely the right thing to do because of our hours are so long. It was definitely the right thing to do. So, Claudia, has anybody said anything on?
Miss Sarah said Wyatt looks adorable.
Aw, thanks.
Yep, so she'll see him in a little while.
Yeah.
With the mohawk and all. So. All right. Let me go ahead and throw in a little commercial there. Dave Ramsey. Didn't y'all go through that course too?
I did. I went through some of it before I was married.
Yeah, so she's kind of got some of the basics there. And I went through the course, and that's the reason, a big reason why we did that, and then a big reason why we pushed so hard to pay off, you know, $68,000 in debt in 22 months so that Sarah could stay home with our kids. You know, when we were bringing home but our gross was like $100,000 between the two of us being teachers, it was relatively easy for us to put $2,000 or $3,000 a month towards debt. But at the same time, there's a lot of people that make $200,000 and can't put $2,000 or $3,000 towards debt because of their choices. So I would highly recommend to any and every single person, high school to 110, whatever, take the Dave Ramsey course, learn something, figure out how to avoid debt and build wealth and be able to give a whole bunch away. So,
I second that.
All right, so that's good for my commercial there. And I'm not even paid for that one. It's just something I believe in.
Well, all right, maybe he listens to our podcast, and when you get to see him later...
I'm supposed to meet him this month, October.
Yeah.
Maybe. It may just be an event where he's talking and I'm one of like 5,000 people. I don't know. But
could be.
I got a personal invitation.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we talked just a little bit about how you've gone up to see and visit Craig. How else has your relationship with him changed since you've been able to stay home?
I think it's obviously gotten better because we can spend more time together. At the same time, it's gotten more stressful because we're both new parents and we're trying to figure out how to raise a child. You know, I think the worst part is over. You know, that first, you know, 4 to 8 weeks was pretty tough. We're both sleep deprived and trying to figure out how to raise this little guy and keep him from crying and what's the right thing to do. And so I think we've ironed out a lot of the wrinkles. And we have a good routine down now, so it's just going to get better and better. We're just waiting for him to develop more, and before you know it, they're going to be, you know, hunting together. And Craig has said, even when I was pregnant, he was practicing telling Wyatt to go mow the lawn. So before we know it, he'll be mowing the lawn too.
Very nice. And as she says, hunting, he's wearing a camouflage shirt and khaki shorts right now, so he'd, you know, be able to hide well if he was out in the woods. So
yeah.
I'm sure he has more than one camouflage outfit.
He does. I think I like to dress him in more than Craig does, though.
Real, yeah?
Yeah.
That's funny. That's good.
There was another question I was just thinking of.
Why don't you go ahead and say it, because...
I can't remember. I was actually listening. You know, usually I'm kind of planning on what I'm going next.
Oh, okay.
I was actually listening this time.
I'll make a comment, just letting you know that my daughter and her husband are making a choice to... She is staying home after she has her baby, so and he's like, in fact, this whole week he's been working at the rodeo doing video, and so he's doing a lot of side jobs to make extra money, so
That's awesome.
He has his own business, plus he has a job, so really he's doing like 4 jobs, so.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a man right there, doing what it takes.
I mean, he plays music at on the side for churches. So he gets contracted out because he plays the drums. I mean, he has his own design business that he designs different things. His most famous one, I guess, for some of my student trainers know, is his church has an eruption, the eruption thing that they do every year, and he does the designing for it. So, but, you know, and he has his own steady job, so, but he does several things. I mean, I was talking to my father-in-law about that, you know, because he had no clue what all he did. So, I mean, it doesn't pay a lot, but every little bit helps him, especially when she's getting ready to, you know, stay home after she has the baby. So
that's awesome. It's so worth it.
So it's told her it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a fun experience. So,
all right, I remembered. I remembered it was.
Yeah, I was going to say. Talk long enough for Jeremy to remember
his
question.
There you go. So Sarah and I, like, each night we have this, it's called Night Lights or something like that, or Devotions for Couples. And we just got a new one. It's for parents. And so it's like a one-page, you know, thing with some questions and then like a little prayer that we read together every night. But sometimes the questions, we end up talking for 30, 45 minutes about different things. And so just like we were talking about earlier, you know, you're talking to this baby all day and you don't really get to talk to an adult, or when, you know, Christy comes or Craig comes home and Christy's still Google gaga gaga. And then Craig's like, what are you talking about? Well, see, if you have something like that to where, you know, each night you're growing closer together, then it's a lot easier to fight against, you know, divorce or separation and those kind of things. So I would definitely recommend, for us, it is absolutely worked, but some sort of thing that you read and talk about, or, you know, questions that you go through each night. We also have a book called Love Talk Starters that is from Les and Leslie Parrott. And it's just questions. It's like 300 questions, just, you know, what would you do in this situation, or, you know, what's your dream vacation and this kind of thing. And, you know, you may just pull one of those out every night and then you just talk about that for 5 or 10 minutes, but you're still talking and sharing your dreams, your thoughts, your feelings with each other. So you're continuing to grow closer. And so I would say that's extremely important for parents, because they get to where it's just a job to come home to, all right, so she's feeding the baby, so I got to go clean the dishes. I got to go get his bath ready. I got to do this and this. And then, all right, well, finally he's asleep. Let's go to sleep too. Well, no, let's spend some time together as a married couple and, you know, love each other, because that's what's going to be best for our child anyway. So
I definitely agree with that. I think that's been actually probably one of the hardest things, now that I think about it, with balancing everything out, is just having that time, especially if you don't have, you know, a mom or dad in the area to drop them off to.
Mm-hmm.
So we usually have date nights on Friday, which consists of Craig picking up dinner so I don't have to cook, and then we just kind of hang out. So, but it's been really nice. We've had one time that we went away together, it was just the two of us, and we went kayaking, which is something that we did a lot before we had him and before I was pregnant. So those little, I really cherish that time that we still have together, or that we get together. So that is really important to have.
Very cool. Where'd y'all go kayaking?
Actually, we went to this park right by our house. It was the first time we went there. I forgot, like, I really like kayaking, but I forget what lives in the water sometimes. I'm like, yes, let's go. And then we got in the water, and I was like, is that an alligator over there? Do you see anything moving over there? But yeah. No, we didn't see any, but it was a lot of fun.
Very cool. I've only been one time on the San Jacinto River, so it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
You end up sore.
Mm-hmm. You've done it before?
Yep.
No, I've never done like whitewater kayaking or ocean kayaking. I think I'd be kind of scared with the big waves, but who knows?
I would be too.
So,
yeah, especially if you get tumped over and you gotta turn yourself back up. So, yeah. Okay, is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners?
Take the step, you know, be brave and take your role, whether it be mother or father. But I think that's the hardest thing for a lot of parents when they have so much going on, you know, with work or just the worldly things that distract us. So, you know, just do what you're meant to do and love your family, and it all will fall into place. So thank you guys for having us on here today.
Absolutely. This is a conversation that's easy to have. Sometimes I have guests and I don't know exactly what they do, but this is something that's really close to home for me. So being a parent, choosing to stay at home, one of you to stay at home, so.
Yeah.
Easy for me to make comments.
It's easy for you, yeah.
It's maybe a little bit harder for me to just sit and listen on this one instead of giving my 2 cents, but I think I did pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, so that Christy can take care of Wyatt, I think he's chilling now. He's got he's got his camo shirt on. Checking out
he's
all the
just
ladies.
Looking all around, looking at all this equipment, like, oh, I wish I could walk and go play on these wires. And
so we'll go ahead and wrap it up there. And that way, if any of the other girls, any of y'all have any other questions for Miss Keeler? Questions about choosing to stay home, about parenting, about.
I don't think we're close to that.
Well, hopefully none of you have kids until you're out of college or whatever, but.
Wait as long as you can.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Nobody else? Any other questions or comments? Any other questions or comments? All right, so then I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay. Of course, we want to mention the people who have supported us. Pasadena ISD Education Foundation, their grants with our sports medicine course and for this podcast equipment. Memorial Hermann for their support that they give us.
So I'm about to turn in another grant application. We already turned one in, and that was to try and get an Xbox Connect for each of the 5 high schools, the sports medicine programs, so we can use that in our rehab stuff. So hopefully we can get that. But I'm about to turn another one in, provided I can get the principal's signature, about a way to get a video camera and some more a software program that will allow us to, like I said, show different camera angles, so someone might be walking around with a camera, and then we can kind of switch between which camera for you looking at my webcam or Bill's webcam or this or that. And so hopefully we can do that. And then there's a DVD series, How to Podcast, that can hopefully help me learn how to do this better so that I can teach it better to the students, because eventually we're going to start doing the student podcast where they're going to kind of create their own stuff and go from there. And so if I can know how to better do that, then I can teach them better, and then they can produce higher quality stuff. And all that would be through the Education Foundation and grants, that kind of thing. So, all right, here is my words of wisdom. All right, you only have one chance to raise your family, raise your children. So choose the option that is best for you and your family. All right, so don't, like Christy said, don't let the worldly things, you know, the cars or the nice clothes or the Hawaiian vacations stop you from making the choice that's best for your family. So, I mean, if you're 100% okay with your kids being, you know, raised in daycare, go for it. If you want to be the one that sees their first crawl, their first word, and, you know, the whatever it is, all those things, then do what it takes to make that happen. So you only got one chance to raise them. Make sure you make that choice wisely. If you want to get a hold of us, you can check out our website. We have 2 viewers. We had 3 earlier, and we dropped down to 1, and then back up to 2 now. So we have 2 live viewers that were watching via Ustream. But if you want to check out any of our information, it's www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic-training. Then you'll see Sports Medicine Broadcast. There's the big green logo there. And then there's the Ustream, the Justin TV, the Today's Meet. The Donors Choose, if you want to donate to our project there, any of that stuff, there's tabs all there. So best place to go is our website, www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic-training.
Or you can follow us on Twitter at PHS Sports Med, Google Plus, PHS Athletic Training, facebook.com/phs athletic training. Or if you'd like to talk to Jeremy or myself personally, you can call us at 713-740-0310, extension 01312. And if we don't answer, you can leave a message.
Leslie, have you been listening? Did you listen to the last episode on the podcast, on the app also?
Part of it.
All right, so you listen to, there you go. We got at least one of my students downloading the app and listening to the podcast. So, you know, it's an easy way to have it right there if you want to check it out. PHS Athletic Training on the Android app market. And again, it's only on Android because that was the one that was the least expensive. So.
Yeah, it was free.
Well, kind of. It was like $25. But Apple was like $200.
Ah.
So it's not like I'm making any money. I figured I could, I'll give it a shot. So if you need to get a hold of us, check out our website, download the app, email, Facebook, Twitter, any of that stuff. So for Jeremy,
Doc,
Claudia,
Christy is holding Wyatt,
and Caitlin, Karen,
and Daisy,
and the rest of the sports medicine class, that's a wrap.